From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome to the Thursday, August 20th edition of Beers with the Brewers. I'm Mark Richards, and joining on a podcast this week also Dan Schaefer.
Ahoy.
Walt T. Keys.
What's up, yo? Hey, it's me.
Oh, hey. And Chris Helderman.
Hello.
Well, what's up, fellas? Today's show topic is Burst Juicy Pale Ale. I think this one is bursting with crushability and flavor.
You're jumping ahead a little bit, aren't we?
Phew, yeah, I know, right? I'm just so anxious on it. Walt told me, he gave me a spoiler alert earlier when I dropped him off some, that this may be a very crushable beer.
Yeah, that's a spoiler alert. Yeah, not a lot of new movies coming out these days, so you might not remember what a spoiler alert is, but it's when you give up the twist.
Yeah. We didn't say how crushable. So, juicy, orange, dry, and bubbly. How about taco pairings this week? I'll bet there's some taco pairings going down at the Keys house.
Hey,
how did you know?
Yeah, I've got some carne asada marinating right now. I'm gonna grill that up for dinner tonight for some steak tacos.
You cooking any tacos over there, Dan?
Not tonight. I would go chorizo with this, though. Some breakfast tacos, I think, is how to roll with this.
This is kind of a breakfasty beer, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you got that bright sunshine on the label, and it's got a real... I think it'd be very brunch-friendly if you could still go to... I guess people are going to brunch, but...
You can still brunch at home.
Yeah.
Reminds me a lot of a mimosa, but...
I would say very much so. Yeah. What about you, Chris? You crush any tacos while you're crushing these beers?
I'm with Dan. I think a breakfast taco, chorizo, probably my favorite to deal with. I would do breakfast tacos all day long.
Well, sign me up. I'm in. So, upcoming events at Land Grant, Walt. I think we're rolling on like a daily schedule over there now.
Yeah.
The old
we
beer
got stuff
garden.
Going on.
Mm-hmm.
Music series again. Some music out in the beer garden every Thursday and Sunday. Thursday, it looks like we got it at 5:00. Sparky Hartfield is playing.
Oh, and Sparky.
You know Sparky Hartfield.
Oh, sure.
And then Sunday, the 23rd, so this upcoming Sunday. George Berry Band, they're pretty solid. They'll be playing at 3 p.m.
Right.
Crew are playing tonight. If you're listening to this on Thursday, they're playing tonight, August 20th, 7:30. We'll have that on out in the beer garden and all crew games going forward. Of course, Travia on Tuesdays. That's trivia with our good friend Travis Hosher. That's at 7. We're open on Mondays now. Street Time's here. Playing old music videos and stuff. That's a lot of fun, Music Mondays. And then Wednesdays, we're showing movies, as you may know. Upcoming movies are Tommy Boy on the 26th. And we showed Goonies last night.
Solid. Two classics.
Two classics for sure. A lot of fun stuff happening out in the beer garden. Weather's been pretty nice, so come on out, have a beer, social distance, all that fun stuff. Eat some Ray Rays, eat some Street Time or Two Fat Indians, or our vegan truck on Tuesdays is our good friend Satan's Realm. So yeah, I don't know, a lot going on. Any night of the week you come down, there's something going on. And that's a weekly update on events.
Nice. Well, while we're having a beer at the beer garden, I'm having a beer now, and I think all the rest of you are as well, except for Walt's is warm. from what he tells us.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. You know, I had this beer delivered to my house, brought right to my front door by the host of this podcast. And for some reason, instead of delivering to me first, he delivered to me last. And, you know, it's just not that cold.
Wow. The next one you have will be colder.
It's cold enough to drink, and it's still pretty crushable. But I'm hoping by the time I go out to grill that steak, they're a little colder, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I just have a problem with you, Mark, and we're working it out.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, got a lot of problem with you people.
Counseling.
You're going to hear about it.
It's all about counseling. Dan and Chris, you guys getting on fine with your burst?
Yes. No, I've been drinking it. It's delicious. I don't know how deep we going into this right now.
All the way.
Just go all the way in. The water's warm.
Got my nose a little wet, but let's see. The old Juicy Pale Ale, 5.5%, 35 IBUs. Using some of the classics for the hops, Mosaic, Amarillo, Centennial, and kind of a wild card for, I think, most people, Hallertau Blanc. You don't see it run around too much. And then we kind of just have our normal malt bill for some of these lighter citrus pale ales, as we've been calling them, or juicy pale ales. And then the grand finale of the Orange Blossom Honey, which really dries it out and makes it a bit more wine-like.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's real dry on the finish.
It's real dry,
which I like.
Yeah,
which I think kind of differentiates it quite a bit from Lemon Glow. If you see, we've got two citrus pale ales out. They're pretty. I mean, both citrusy as hell, but I think they kind of both stand on their own.
Yeah, this one's lightened up a lot in body from that honey, and it. I don't know. It's going to be very crushable. I don't know if that's a spoiler or a teaser, but
essentially took a bag of malt out and put a bucket of honey in. I think Lemon Glow finished around 1.8, 1.9 somewhere. So very dry. This finished around 1.1. So
even drier.
Yeah. Almost fermented everything out to zero, so you do get that very dry impression. And people didn't know this is a slight variation on fruit slices, but I think different enough from that. I think if you like fruit slices, you'll like this beer. But I do think the Orange Blossom Honey sort of adds something different to it, and the Hallertau Blanc just does have a little bit of that white wine stink to it that gives you that impression.
And I don't think we carved this higher than we normally do. I think it's just the fact it's so dry, but you get a little prickly bits on your tongue. I like it.
Yeah, that effervescence is nice.
Spritzy. Yeah.
Spritzy.
I think a lot of it, too, is because we do get quite a bit of carbonation in the tank, as opposed to half the carving it through our carb stone. And then they say, the theory being that yeast produce smaller, finer bubbles of CO2 that give you that almost, you know, kind of effervescent champagne like finish. So even if it would have been carved to the same level, it would have been kind of a finer carbonation to it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like pretty sound science to me.
How crushable is it?
Quarantine edition.
Well, Walt, you were
six.
The one that
it's yep. A six. Yeah. Okay.
You're the one that was preaching a spoiler earlier.
Uh-huh, go first. Yeah, it's a strong, hard six for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even at just below room temperature, it is a six.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with that. I think this is absolutely perfect for this time of year. Although this week has threatened to delve into chilly weather, not quite just there yet. But yeah, for August, if you still want to have something hoppy, but that is light and dry, I think this is your guy here.
Well, what do you think, Chris? So, Dan, you're weighing in with the six, then, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I'm down with the six.
Word.
I could deal with a six.
I'm going six, too. Ring the bell. We're in. Unanimous six this week. So we have a question from a listener.
When you control the mail, you control information.
Good morning, Matt morning. Gray asks via Cheers at Landgrant Brewing.
He asks, good morning.
Yeah, he asks, good morning. After
good morning?
I think that's the way he's addressing
it. How many
us,
have you yeah. crushed before this?
I've crushed 3/4 of one can during the recording of this podcast.
I think I'm just high on driving like a bank robber to try to get back to the house on time all day. He says, good morning. After binging the last 6 months of the Beers with the Brewers podcast.
Oh, Christ, really?
This weekend. He did this all in a weekend, 6 whole months. While brewing a maple Scottish ale, so Matt's a home brewer. I got interested in all the fruited beers you've been recently producing. Are there any fruit extracts, that can't be used in beer, either because they won't ferment properly or are too off-putting, maybe like durian fruit? There's the question. He says, thanks for all the interesting podcasts and great beers. Cheers, Matt. I say cheers to you, Matt.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to 6 months of us talk about being stuck at home.
In one weekend, too.
That's brutal.
It was hard for us to just live through it on our own, wasn't it?
I don't know if I want to feel sorry for him, be impressed. There's all sorts of emotions going on right now.
Yeah. I mean, we at least owe him an answer to his question.
In terms of won't ferment properly, no, not necessarily. Or too off-putting, yes.
That's subjective, though.
Yeah.
To an extent.
I don't know. I think that the more practical question is there's certain fruits that we tend to not use and you don't see as often because they've got such a high water content that you have to use an obscene amount to taste anything. And like a blueberry, where most of the actual flavor of the blueberry is in the flesh, once it ferments out, all you have is all those tannins from the skin. So that's why we use a concentrated blueberry product because of that. Yeah, but I couldn't think of a specific example, although I don't know. We've been getting kind of weird lately.
I know I've never been a fan of using mango.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can get some real butter bombs. And that's just, I think it's the same. I think it's still the acetyl. I think it's actually in mango. Huh. But mm-hmm. it, and I've had a lot of mango beers that they are butter bombs. I like mangoes. I love to eat mangoes. I like mango smoothies. But they just, in my opinion, they don't typically go well in beer. I have had, I think, one that was good and I didn't get the butter out of. But I tend to get that butter note from a little more ripe mango. And if your mango is not ripe enough, you get a nice grass character out of it, which is not also something you don't want in your beer. So yeah. Mango's one that I've kind of said we're staying away from just because you have to get it perfect for it to be really good.
I thought we used it pretty good in Ladue. But it wasn't the feature. Like, there was a ton of other things going on in that beer.
Yeah.
That was the one with the cardamom in it, right? Refresh my memory on that one. That was for cardamom, the rare beers.
Mm-hmm. It had almond and coconut flour in the mash.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty heavy dry hop as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Yeah, but, yeah, that's a very good point. There's actually quite a few fruits that have a sizable diacetyl content to them. Cherries, strawberries. Yeah, so you got
to
be careful.
I would say your main thing is trying to make a clean fermenting beer with fruit. You have to, you know, either pasteurize your fruit, get, aseptic fruit purees like we do, or you know, just roll the dice on if you're going to get any, you know, little buggers running around. Yeah, if you're making, weird beers.
Sour, mixed ferment, you don't really have to worry about that.
Exactly. And those are, frankly, really delicious. So I guess that would be the route I would take.
I was going to say, case in point, I've always found pineapple beers, too, they can get kind of pukey, we'll say. Yep. But, our friend Josh over at Pretentious does a pineapple sour that is just really, really excellent. Bergeza, just pure pineapple flavor without any of the pukiness that I normally associate with those type of beers.
Nice. Does he have that available now, or was that a historic batch?
I ordered that a couple weeks ago in a crowler, so I think he still has some on hand.
Oh, cool. Might have to try some of that.
Yeah, I think it's pineapple and a tequila barrel.
Okay. Cool. Thanks for answering the question, guys, and thanks, Matt Gray, for the question. Swing by the brewery and in our carryout hours. And snag a free t-shirt.
Yeah, pick up some Burst while you're there too. It's good.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure.
They keep it cold down there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, one shout out too I want to give real quick to the brew team, that when he's mentioning a lot of fruit beers, and we have had a lot of fruit beers lately, but some of these beers that are like fruits, in example, Pina Pants, Lemon Glow, and a lot of the citrus pale ales that we've been doing, just know this is all from the hops. And I got to tell you, some of these hop combos, you guys are magicians back there, working magic on really bringing out the essence of fruits and just nailing it. So cheers to you.
Yeah. Lemon Glow is the best beer ever.
Oh, man. Bar none.
I'm going to have that written on my gravestone.
I got to tell you, it is. It's freaking great.
It lies Dan Schaefer, and Lemon Glow was the best beer ever.
Best beer ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can put a citation on there from the Beers with the Brewery podcast. That'll hold up.
That one's carved in stone, of course. Well, any closing thoughts, gentlemen?
No, I don't think so. Oh, too bad about the Blue Jackets, huh? Man.
Yeah, yeah. Bump, 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 bump.
It actually is too bad.
It is too bad. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
I guess watch the crew.
Move on to
the crew season.
Watch the crew. Yeah.
Yep, we got a couple sports going.
I will tell you, I've been watching the hell out of the NBA, and it's been great. I think they've done a great job making it entertaining and fun. Anyway, that's my sports corner for you. And,
sweet. Well, next week on the podcast, we're hoping to have somebody from Warped Wing on. And we're going to be talking about Long Distance High Five, which is a collaboration that we did with them.
Mark, I think the word you're looking for is not collaboration. It is... It's a dumb word I came up with and even put on the can of our beer called quarlaboration because we're in quarantine.
Oh.
Whoa.
It's me using my English degree is what we call that.
It's a quarlaboration. All right.
Yeah. Oh, but that means we can't call it a collab.
You can call it a quarlab. That sounds like a bad
thing. Yeah. Don't look that one up in Urban Dictionary.
That sounds like something you're waiting to hear about from your doctor. But anyway, the beer's good, I'm sure. and that's marketing. There you go. That's the first lesson's free.
That's a good lesson. I'll catch you guys later. And
another hit episode of the Beers with the Brewers podcast.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Tip your bartenders.
See you
later.
Out.
I'm a maniac, maniac on the floor, and I'm dancing like I've never danced before.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
Why?